Hello and welcome to the A and B version of the Dollhouse Podcast. I'm Barbara.
I'm Amy.
And we're recording now. Yay! I almost didn't want to record. Anyways, yes, this is Season 1, Episode 8, Needs.
Yes.
A good episode. Okay, we are going to start out. There wasn't much trivia I could find, which that was kind of disappointing. But I didn't see this, but it says when Echo first jumps out of the SUV in the car park and argues with the other dolls about staying, the elevator door in the basement is closed, and she is on the right side of the car in the lift as we see it, and then when the shot changes, the lift door is open and Echo appears from the left of the lift with the car on her right.
Huh.
I don't know. I almost wonder, like, Echo's pretty fast, but who knows? Yeah, that was just something someone posted. I think it was on either IMDb or it was on the Dollhouse Wikia for this episode.
Yeah.
And then one more is that this episode is among the first, if not the first, to establish a timeline with the series, with Topher Brink saying that the year is 2009. Okay. It is also the first hint to how long Caroline Farrell has been Echo. When she asks Topher how long she's been in there, he replies, kind of more, and she's trying to get more, but we don't get a lot with that, but yeah, so that was interesting. And for the synopsis, we have Echo, Victor, Sierra, and Melly, or November, and another active mysteriously awaken with them, aware of their identities, but not their memories. The five of them start to search for answers about the Dollhouse facility, and they try and figure out on how to escape. In trying to find her own answer, Echo discovers more about herself, while Victor and Sierra escape to look for the man who recruited Sierra, and as November searches for her missing daughter. But Adele soon learns about the active's glitch and sets her own agenda with the help of Boyd, Dr. Saunders, Dominic, and Topher to help her out. Meanwhile, Ballard discovers the hidden surveillance camera in his apartment and sets him back to the path of finding the Dollhouse. So yes, that was the synopsis. And then, so, first when we see the episode, it opens up, and we see Paul. And then, he's just, like, either waking up or going to bed or something, and he's got his shirt off, which I'm sure made a lot of fans happy. And then Caroline comes, and he's like, we're not fighting anymore. Which is a good question because of how much they fought.
Yeah.
And then Echo says she left an engagement. And, you know, they start talking and, you know, about what to do and everything. And he's like, I could take you now, bring out the Dollhouse. Like, he's wanting to know where it is. And they've destroyed my life. Which is pretty fair, because, it kind of was with her, because if she hadn't shot that guy and gotten Paul in trouble, he probably still would have been on there. Like, he might have been in trouble for a little bit because of how he beat up that one guy. But, or he's like, remember, he did beat up, like, the guy who was being a jerk and saying crap about him. And Caroline. And yep. Also about his ex-wife as well, so.
Yep.
Yeah, so, but I'm pretty sure, like, from how mouthy he was, that Paul, like, would have maybe given some slack because he is such a jerk. Maybe. But, yeah, so he could have maybe kept it, but then Caroline. So it's interesting, like, he's not going, like, after her as much, like, upset at her, but I guess, you know, she's doing this for the Dollhouse, so it's interesting.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, yeah, she soon distracts him and she's like, oh, you know, I can give you something you want, and you can give me something I want, and he's like, what? And then, yeah, she's all kissing him, and he's like, well, I'm not a client. I don't need that.
Yeah, she's pretty scantily dressed.
Oh, was she?
Well, not too scantily, I guess. I would consider it a little bit because it's fairly low cut of a dress.
I guess I wasn't paying attention to that. Good catch.
But she's dressed like she's going to some really nice thing, and she has a really low cut. Shows a lot of cleavage. So that's probably part of why he says, I don't need that.
Yeah, it's true. And then, yeah, they're kissing, and then Melly comes. And she's just like, ah, how are you? How could you do this kind of thing? Well, I wouldn't like too much of that, but then she's like, she's not real. And Caroline's, you know, like, I'm here.
And then she says she's dead.
Yeah, or then something I think about, something about someone has a message or something. And it was like kind of hard to get because it was a lot that was going on and everyone was talking. And it was hard to make sense of a bit. But, yeah, just a bit we get. And then she's like, yeah, Caroline's dead. Because he's like, well, I have to help her. Kind of thing. Like, I have what she needs or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then, so, and then we look down and Caroline's dead and, like, freakishly pale and don't know what happened. And then, and then Melly's, like, bleeding from the forehead. Yeah, and she's like, you let them hurt me. And then I think she might have said something like, how did they know? And then, if you haven't guessed already, yes, it was a nightmare. They can't kill Caroline off. She is the show. But yes, it was interesting, and it's kind of just, I guess he's feeling, you know, guilty about, like, all his search for Caroline and anxious and nervous about and everything. Maybe what is going to happen when he's going to find her, and then guilty because he still has feelings for Melly.
Yep.
So, yeah, so we, that was the first weird little dream sequence. And then we go to the dollhouse, and then Melly's there. We just see her briefly, and then we go into the meeting. Oh, and you gotta love the Topher moment to help, you know, have some relief in there from the crazy episode. And Topher comes in, they're like starting and or like, you know, already started, and he's like, did you guys start early?
Yeah.
Oh, Topher would be late. And they're talking, and like the lights are flickering. And they're talking about how they're uploading security. And they start listing off, Adele does. She's like, we've had an active go-off mission. Talking about, I guess, Echo from the last one. How she ran off from the guy and then went to the college when she wasn't supposed to. She's like, some have had urges. Some are having memories. They were reacting to the memory drug when they weren't supposed to. And yeah, she's like, this house is off balance.
Yep.
Which I guess it would be. Because of how much has gone on.
Especially with Echo.
Yes. But not just that, because the other dolls were having memories too, and then, yeah, I mean, it wasn't normal. Like, Victor wasn't hurting Sierra, but he's not supposed to be acting the way he is around her. Huh?
Not supposed to be having man reactions.
Yes, no man reactions for the dolls.
Poor dolls.
Yes. And then Saunders is getting worried a little bit, but first, Lawrence Dominic, he's like, you know, you get attached, but, you know, this is what needs to be done. And
think of him as pet.
yeah, he's like, think of them as pets. And Saunders like, what? And he makes this weird comparison. He's like, you know, if your baby talks, that's fine. But if your dog talks, you know, you freak out.
Saunders faces me as the kind of woman who would really attach herself to a pet more than others do, so.
More than other people would?
Well.
Are you saying she would attach more to animals than to people?
No, more than the rest of them would.
Okay.
Like, she'd be one of those who, it's her kid, and I'm going to dress it up and get it a Christmas present, and let it sleep in my bed type of person. And
yes. I can imagine her doing that.
Mothers would, they take care of it, and they care for it, but.
Well, except I don't think they like animals at the dollhouse.
Yeah.
But, anyways, so, yeah, Topher's, you know, they're talking about any, like, progress, and then, yeah, Saunders just basically says she doesn't like it, but then Topher, you know, says he scrubbed the dolls, and then Boyd's actually, you know, got a good point, and he's like,
we're supposed to protect them.
Yeah, but we're supposed to protect them. And then Lawrence Dominic comes back and says, yes, but when they're here, we need to protect the house. So if anything weird is going on, we need to know about it because it could be a step to another alpha.
Well, isn't that, what's her name?
Hmm?
Was it that, Adele?
Oh, maybe.
Because Dominic doesn't really care.
Oh, no, he cares about them becoming an alpha person.
Yeah, but he doesn't really care. It's not his position. It's not like her, where it's her job to make sure crap doesn't happen in the house.
Yeah. It's true. I should have put more about the names. I'm sorry. But,
I just rewatched it.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm a little bit more up to date.
Okay. But yes, the next we have Boyd, which was important, is also, like, along with this. He says the whole thing about, you know, if my active sneezes, I don't want them to be put into the attic.
Yeah.
Which is good, but yeah, you know, like, we have to watch the house, and we don't want to become alpha. And one good point.
She also wants him to take notes and keep.
Yes, like, all these extensive records and everything. I think they said, like, every shift or something, or every hour.
Yeah.
Something like that.
She's like, well, okay, so she sneezes and she gets sent to the attic because she sneezed too hard today.
Yeah. Well, I think only Echo would have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Unless it would be something really out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
But you never know. Like, he was, you know, like, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Last time. But you never know with Lawrence Dominic. But Boyd has a good question. And he's like, what's being done about the real alpha?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess more people know now or something. Did that before it was some big secret.
If they don't, they found out at the meeting, and Boyd just let it out.
I don't think they looked surprised or anything.
No. I think they know a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they know as much as the others do.
Yeah, I mean, they might know, like, whoa, like, usually everything's smooth and perfect, and then, like, what is going on, and then, you know, like, I'm sure, yeah, they never got a body of Alpha or anything, or they didn't have, like, who knows? I bet the dollhouse, if something, like, crazy were to happen, they'd have, like, a funeral or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to provide closure, and I guess they didn't get that with Alpha, so they might be like, what did happen?
Yeah.
But you never know. But, so, they do, also, Topher says, he's like, I can play with the meds. Apparently, they have, like, meds go in their pods when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
So that's kind of weird.
They must just inhale them?
I guess, maybe it's something, I guess, just to help them sleep, or...
It sounded like it was more than that. It sounded like it was, like, I don't know, to keep them from acting up.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just something else, like, after the wipe or something, supposed to help them. I don't know. But, yeah, apparently it's something they normally do. And Topher's wanting to play with it a little bit, he says. And then the doctor's worried about messing up the dolls.
Right.
And she's like, I care what we're doing to our pets. Yes.
Which is understandable, because if you overdose it...
Yeah.
Really screw them up, or you under, it could bring back... Like, imagine if Echo had an underdosage and she just suddenly started remembering everything.
Yeah.
It could become Alpha.
It's true. And I did like his point, though. Like, I guess they wouldn't want to test it on Echo, but you never know. But he's like, we'll test it on one before they do it to everybody.
Yeah, which is kind of what they do with drugs anyways.
Yeah.
They do it scientifically.
Yeah. And then Adele's just like, we'll take it into consideration. And she talks about, like, the reports and everything. And then, yeah, and then actually this is more so where Boyd is, like, you know, I don't want them jumping at shadows. And then, she says, yeah, like, the whole thing, we gotta protect the house, we gotta do what needs to be done. And then the meetings, like, we go away from the meeting and we go to the dolls. Echo has a memory of Paul. And he's saying, you know, like, he wants to help her. Sierra has a memory of being raped, so poor baby.
Mm-hmm.
I know. What a terrible thing to remember. Like, you couldn't remember anything else. Just saying. And then, I guess it's a trauma, but, yeah.
What a thing to remember. I'd rather remember telling Paul something than...
Yeah. And then we see, she sees Victor and she smiles, and then they go to bed like they always do. And then Echo in the pod, she's seeing, like, a bit of taffy I think we saw for a second. And I know we saw Miss Penn because she had the glasses and everything.
Yep.
She's remembering those engagements.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's, like, beating. She's like, I want out of the pod!
Yep.
And she cuts her hand.
Of the pod.
Yep. And then it's not only Echo, but Victor knows who he is. And he's freaked out and trying to get out of the pod, too.
Mm-hmm.
And... then Melly is, and love Victor, he's like, loud noise, helping.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, they're like, yeah, we're feeling lab ratty, and then one of them's talking about, like, aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think Sierra gets up at some point of this. It was harder to keep track, like, whoa, suddenly Sierra's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she gets up too, and she knows who she is. And they start fighting. They're like, what do we want to do? And then Echo's like, let's go to the mountains, even though we have no idea where they are.
I just know they're safe. So we're going to go there.
Yeah.
I'm in charge, apparently.
Yeah. Well, no, it gets better later on. But yeah, that's the first thing. She's like, oh, the mountains. And then Melly thinks she's lost something, and she's like, maybe it's here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy says something about they want to sell our reproductive systems.
I know.
He just
got stuck on that alien thing.
I know, and yeah, it's just all this crazy stuff. I think Victor says a few things about aliens, too, but he seems less convinced of that. Then the lights are flickering off, and then...
Like, have sex with aliens? What?
Yeah.
It was one of the girls. I think it was Millie.
Maybe.
Because it was after he was like, yeah, they want to study us. So you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So then you see the shadow behind him of another person.
And then... Oh, yeah, like, they go out, and then I think, like, they see other people. Or did they go back to sleep, or was it...
No, they go out, and they wandering around kind of lost.
Okay, yeah.
And they decide to leave.
Yeah, they kind of... they go for a while, and they're exploring, and then they see the other actives, and they're like, whoa, they're acting weird.
And they decided to behave like them.
Yes, which was Victor's good plan. Yes. And they, yeah, they, like, hear the code, like, their names, like, in the dollhouse, like, Echo and Victor and Sierra, and they're like, what? And then Victor's like, yeah, it's code names. They're probably government prisoners. Which is pretty close to what they are, so he's the one that's more spot on. Oh, yeah, and I love the next one. Like, oh, we're having pancakes. We're all gonna die. Which I was almost just like, whoa, they're feeding them pancakes? Like you think the dollhouse, they feed them, like, only salads or something. But I guess, you know, they had, like, the swimming pool, and they... Did they have, like, a bicycle or something? I know they have other stuff, so... They probably have to actually eat carbs in order to maintain the weight.
Yeah.
And for being out doing the engagement. So I guess it makes sense.
It just seems weird because to me it seemed like when they first woke up,
mm-hmm.
midnight. But now it's like, oh, let's have breakfast. We're going to have banana pancakes for breakfast. And you're like, okay.
Maybe it was just a bit earlier or something, and maybe the lights flickering. I don't know.
I think it's like you said, the electricity was having.
Or maybe, like, it was, but they just, like, people can't keep track. You know, like, they have engagements going on a lot, so maybe they just had some people come back from really late engagements.
Yeah.
Or something, and then they have, like, 24-hour people, and they're like, well, we're not going to send them to bed. They need to... digest or something. I don't know.
They need to have some routine.
Yes.
They're not just wandering around.
Oh, no, I know they wouldn't have them wandering around, but they're like, no, let's not send them to bed yet.
Stay a little early.
Something, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, next we got a paw. And he finds the bug. Like, he was searching for, like, the electronics. And wasn't it, like, in his phone or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He finds something else in his vent.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. So maybe that was the bug.
Maybe. Or I forgot where it was. I know later, like, he was messing with his phone, but maybe he just cut it off. Just
yeah.
In case or something. Anyways, yes, he finds a bug. He knows someone's watching him.
And how did he know that? I don't remember that.
Because
I know the guy came in and beat him up, but did Echo tell him something, like, we're watching you, or...
I think she might have said that.
Okay.
I think she said, like, they're always watching you or something like that. And I guess, you know, like, he recently had maybe the dream set something off or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
And he's just like, and, you know, he is off, so he can't just go, like, have somebody else do it. So he knows, like, it's, like, off the FBI. So he's like, I have to do this myself now.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else can help me anymore.
Right.
So, we go back next, and then somebody sees Echo's hand, and they go to Dr. Saunders, and she sees the scars.
And she asks her about it.
Yeah, she does, which I don't think anybody's asked her for a long time. Because, you know, they're not supposed to really notice it.
They don't really notice it. They're just kind of... And if they do, they don't really know how to react to it.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, la-di-da, I'm here to get fixed by you or get checked on by you or whatever.
Yep. And she's like, what happened to your hand? And she's like, what did she say?
I don't know, I think is what she said. She gave kind of a nonchalant answer.
Yeah, I think it was a not bad one, though.
Yeah.
But I just think it's probably, like, they're like, whoa, something, like, happened, and usually they're safe and stuff, but... Unless on an engagement where it's stuff more likely to happen. But, and then Dr. Saunders, she's like, they're watching, and then she sees the cameras. Oh, I have to backtrack a second, and I thought it was interesting what Melly said. I'm pretty sure it was her. It was, like, before they're like, you know, like, whoa, what's going on? It was, like, around the pancake thing. And then Mel, like, they were just watching everything. Melly says, maybe something bad happened to us and they're helping us heal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was important.
It was. I think it was a good quote.
Yeah.
And it comes into play later, so that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then next we have, like, she's with... the doctor and Echo, and she's, you know, Echo's like, we can help you. You know, like, we're your friend or something. And...
She's also questioning, did they do that to you?
Yeah, yeah. But then Dr. Saunders comes back, and she's like, I'm not your friend in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just kind of walks off, and she goes, help. It's a couple, like, security people are carrying off Mike.
Yeah.
Which was the blonde guy previously who had woken up and known who he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
following suit.
Yeah. And he's, like, yelling. What is he? He's, like... I like pancakes or something, was it?
Yeah. I want to go to the gym. You tell me I like the gym.
Oh, you like go climb the rock.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah, poor guy.
At least he just gets a treatment. When I first saw it, I thought he was going to the attic.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh no.
Yeah. And then we have, like, they're worried about him, but they have next, so it's like, okay, it's shower time, guys. And they're all like, what? Co-ed showers? Which is really, really creepy.
It is! But they don't know, but Sarah's like, just keep your eyes.
Yeah.
Where they're at.
Yeah. I like Melly. She's like, psh, no big deal.
I know. I like that, too. She's like, it ain't that bad. We're just gonna go in and take shower.
You think it would be, like, she would be more freaked out about it from her, well, like, you know, we don't, like, from what the slight bit we've seen of her real personality.
Yeah, she seems more...
reserved.
Yeah.
Which, I guess it's, I wonder, like, it just, yeah, it's just a big contrast, obviously, to her real personality.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, that was interesting. And Victor, I think he was, like, muttering to himself. I think he was listing presidents or something.
No, he was listing baseball players for
okay.
The Mets.
Okay, so I couldn't hear, and I'm not a baseball fan, so good catch. I knew he was listing something, but yes.
Sierra brings it up later.
Oh, does she?
And like I said, I just watched it.
Yeah.
But yeah, when they're running and hiding... And they're waiting for Echo and them. She says something like, you remember the Yankees? And he's like, no, it's the Mets. And I think he's saying they're the player and their position.
Oh, okay.
Keep him focused and not
looking at
all the girl.
Yeah.
Shower.
And then afterwards they're done, they go see Mike, and he's had a treatment.
Yeah.
So.
In the sauna, which they have found out by now that it's the only place without cameras.
Yes. And they're just like, no, you know, you can talk to us here, you can talk to us. And he's like, I want to be my best. He's a bubblehead, as they say in the Uglies.
Yes. I'm going to go swim 3 laps. Be my best.
Yep. And they're just like, we lost Mike.
Yep.
And I like Sierra. She's, or like, it was Sierra and Millie. They're like, we get out now.
Uh-huh.
Which I would be too. I'd be like, oh gosh. And then, interesting, we see, like, it's weird how it all fits in, but Dominic tells, I think it was Adele, she's like, something, and then she says, like, we're right on schedule. Oh, yeah, it was 4 actors are preparing to escape.
Yep. Because they start to plan and stuff.
Yep.
Do you think they did Mike just because he sleeps with them?
You think they did what to Mike?
It changed his memories or whatever they did to the other four.
Say again?
Like, do you think they changed him the night before just because he sleeps with Echo in November?
Like, wasn't there other people too?
No, I don't think so.
I thought, like, all the pods were together. But there is a lot of dolls, so I guess not. It's like a spare room.
There's like, they have 5 to a room, or 6 or something.
Okay, so maybe, I don't know if they would have done that, but maybe because he's around them more or something, or like just like the probability that they might would have one more person who can't, who is evolving.
Yeah.
But yeah, who knows?
I just thought maybe they did it because they were in the same room. Mm-hmm. At night, so that when they woke up.
Yeah.
Why are you?
Yeah.
All calm and relaxed, and we're freaking out.
Yeah. I don't think they would do that on purpose, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd know how to do it.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Gopher's pretty smart, though.
He is. He could. Maybe he just implanted a few, like, knowledge and memory or something, but not his memories.
Yeah.
Because they all said at first, they're like, we know facts, but we don't know anything about ourselves.
Right.
And then...
So they're planning their escape, and Adele knows that they're escaping.
Yeah, and she's like, they always need to be ready, because Lawrence Dominic, he's worried, he's like, the people aren't ready, they're prepared for this later on.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, well, they always need to be ready anyways, so.
She said it made it sound like she planned for these four, especially since the ones that have already kind of had, as far as we know, glitches or
yeah
problems.
It's true, and then I, yeah, and he's actually worried about them. He's like, I don't want them to go shoot anybody or jump off a roof.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, there's a limit to what I can clean up after this, which right. is, like, amazing. It's like, oh my gosh, the dollhouse actually has limits? What?
Yes. I think he's thinking, well, if they go blow up a building and kill a bunch of people.
Yeah. But you never know.
Hard to explain.
Yeah.
Why they're robbing banks or...
Yeah. But you never know. He knows that Echo can get pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But anyways, Adele's just like, you know, they need real obstacles. I made the decision.
It'd be kind of hard to stop them now.
Yeah.
That's kind true. Of reached their peak point in their...
Yeah.
We need to get out, so let's get out.
Yeah. So we have Victor, and he strangles, like, a security person with his towel.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just enough to make him pass out.
Yeah, he doesn't... He's just passed out.
Yeah, he's not dead.
Yeah. And they take the security card.
He's like, he's very tired.
He's very tired. And the girls just go, okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna sit in here anyways.
And then, they use the card, and then they put it in the tree.
Uh-huh.
And at first, like, when I was watching, I'm like, why are they doing that? And then I'm like, okay, wait, they don't want too many at once.
Right.
Which it would look suspicious, so that was smart.
Yeah.
And so, it's Victor and Sierra, they go down the tunnel, and then Echo's watching yoga. Because why not? What else are you gonna do before you break out of a place?
Yeah.
Gotta be relaxed and watch yoga.
Not participate in yoga. Just watch it. I'm just gonna chill here watching it. That doesn't look suspicious. But anyways, her and November go next.
Yeah, well first they take someone else, I think, to go get a treatment.
Yeah.
And then Echo, she kinda looks like worriedly at the camera. But then next we have Victor and Sierra, and she's worried they're taking too long. And he's chit-chatting, and it's pretty cute. He's like, oh, I want to learn something about you. And then she's like, what? Like, is this really the time? But, and then he says, and she's like, you know, I can't really remember it too much. That kind of effect, I think. And he's like, I feel like something bad happened to you. And she's like, the same thing probably that happened to everybody else. He's like, no, not with anybody else, but I think something different happened. Yeah, something different bad happened to you. And he's like, do you find me familiar? And she doesn't get a chance to answer, and then Echo and November come. And they say, we don't think anyone saw, but who knows what the cameras caught.
And who's watching?
Boyd talking with the handler. And it seemed almost like Boyd's talking to people. I mean, like, he talks with Topher, but he doesn't seem like a chit-chat type. So I almost wonder, like, whether it was a distraction for them or what.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was funny.
Maybe he likes the chick.
Maybe. You never know. Yeah, and he's like, oh, what engagement were you doing? And she's like, oh, a typical, you know, I can't believe you cheated on me with that perfect woman you just met, and now I get everything in the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty crazy, and they must be really, really rich or connected, because that's a lot of money to hire a doll.
Yeah.
So, like, wouldn't you just save money and work it out or something? Or I guess just to make it, they get everything. And then, yeah, it makes him, like, at fault and everything and saves all the trouble, but... And who knows, maybe it was, like, a lower doll, but still a nice-looking one, so maybe it wouldn't cost as much, because Echo costs so much because she's the most favorite one.
Yeah.
But they've been giving her a break, that Boyd mentioned, and he says he's been enjoying it. Where he's like, oh, I needed the break, or something like that.
Patient.
Yep. And then... She starts talking about how, like, you know, don't be too attached to Echo because she's been getting pretty cray-cray. So, and he's like, oh, I haven't given up on her yet. And she's like, oh, you've been a good dog, needs to put foot down sometimes. What is with these people and dog references to the actives?
I don't know.
These poor actives, like, they're volunteers to sign their life away for 5 years, and they get dog references just because they're too zoned out to even tell.
I know.
Like, you think they would have something, like, with how big the doghouse is.
They get called dogs, they get...
And we were, like, surprised they got pancakes.
Yes.
No, well, that was because we were worried, like, thinking... Like, they give them carbs, but Yeah, it was just interesting. Like, you almost think they would have more of an ethics thing or something with it and be like, no, these are people, but apparently not.
I think some of them do, like Boyd.
Yeah, no, you think there'd be, like, some procedure or something in place, like, you know, like, I'm in Child Family Development, and they have, like, you know, all these teaching and standards and stuff about, I mean, like, I don't know if it's, like, policies for sure, but, you know, they put it out there quite a bit, like, that people with disabilities that, like, you don't say, like...
Yeah, you don't say certain words.
Yeah, like, or you don't say, like, a person... is autistic, like you say that person has autism or something like that. Because yeah. You know they're more than the disability, but they're like, yeah, even a good dog needs to get put down sometimes, like comparing them to a dog. Nice.
Yes. She seemed a little bit cold to me, like...
A little bit.
Boyd seems more like he's gonna care about Echo and not Echo, as we've seen.
And that kind of, like, reinforces my possible theory that he was distracting her and maybe he knew they were there.
Yeah.
But who knows? Boyd's pretty... He knows a lot.
He does.
And then they run, like, they go away, and then Sierra, like, remembers something. And so she stops, and Victor is sweet, and he's like, oh, what's wrong? And... She's like, oh, I remember the man who put me in here. And he's like, well, let's go get them. And it's like, aw. I'll protect a Victor. Yeah. And they hold hands. And Echo's like, oh, we must be underground. So I don't think that's something we knew before.
Yep. Well, didn't Paul suspect it? Or have we not done that yet?
I think that might be later.
Oops.
It's okay. Well, no, they already knew it anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Well, now they do because of,
Yeah, what Echo said.
Yeah.
She says, I think we're underground. Let's see. Where was I? They get to the clothes place, and it has their name, their code names on it, as they called it. And... Yeah. And they're
it's
like,
a pretty good name.
Huh?
And it's a pretty good name for their
Not
anyways,
bad.
It has all their code stuff, and Katie, or not Katie, November finds Katie's stroller, or stroller.
Yeah. I just have to put it out there. I love Victor, and he's like, oh, maybe these are clothes from our past lives. Wait, no, it's not. It had some, like, was it, like, spandex or something? Or, like, some weird thong or something?
They looked like, what are those things called? That cowboys wear. But really fancy, almost, like, gay cowboy would wear them.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they had the pink.
It was something outlandish.
Yeah.
And it freaked him out a lot. And then, yes, in November remembers that she sees the baby. I did have that written down. She's like, she has a daughter, and she knows it's Katie, and she's upset. And she's like, I want to go find her. And then someone comes, and they all hide in the clothes. Oh, wait, was it in the clothes?
What?
Where did they hide?
They hide in the clothes.
Oh, they did? Okay, I wasn't sure. Yeah, Sierra and Victor are close together, of course, and then it's November and Echo, and the handler, like, they go back down the elevator, and then they go to the elevator, and they're like, oh, what if someone's in there? And they're like, well, we'll just deal with it. Mm-hmm. And no one's there.
Yep.
And then they go.
They planned that.
Maybe.
Like Adele said, okay, now nobody be in the elevator because...
Oh, did she?
Huh?
Did she?
I don't think so, but I'm wondering if she didn't.
Maybe. Yeah, because you think, like, they use them a lot because people were always coming and going, and it seems like a pretty big place, so it seems like a place, like, you'd always use the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, so they go check the cars, and... They somehow find one with keys, but, cause that, yeah, like, Victor doesn't know that much, I don't think, to hotwire the car. But,
he might with his memories, but without them.
Yeah, but I don't, like, it wasn't enough time. I think they showed him with the keys, too. But I do have to say one thing, like, we almost, like, can't skip past it. Echo's like, why don't we call the police? And they're like, well, we don't know where we are. This could be the police.
Yeah.
And then say, someone's coming, and then they, like, hide in the car, and then it's
that same handler.
Oh, is it?
I think so, and it has that chick.
Oh, no, this one is, like, the military guy, and he's like, we're good guys, we went in there, we have to trust each other. Yeah, she's a little later. And then they're driving, and then... Or then they're like, what do we do? And then she's like, Sierra, think of the guy who put you in there. Think of facts. And then she realizes his name is Nolan. And then she's, she's like, to November, think of your daughter, Katie. Think of where. And she's like, I know the mountain house. I know it's safe. Yeah, her in the mountain house.
She gets pretty... obsessive a little bit with that mountain house, but
she does. Oh yeah, and then yeah, they get the car, and then we have the French chick, and the handler is annoyed. I don't know. I think with the French chick, it was some guy, and he's like, I can't understand you when you speak French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it was the handler that was in the closet with them.
Oh okay. Oh okay. I thought you meant it was the girl handler Boyd was talking to.
No.
Okay. Yeah, he could have been just grabbing her outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have Lawrence, and he calls people. I guess I have something like he knows where they are. Are they, like, watching on the cameras or something, or is that later?
I think they're watching on the camera.
Okay. And then they're about to leave, but Echo's like, I can't leave. This is a people warehouse.
Not a boat. This isn't a clothing warehouse, it's a people one.
Yeah. And I think they're more right in this place, but that's my opinion. You're like, you know, you didn't fight to get out for nothing.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I gotta try. Like, what really is their plan? But, anyways. Echo goes back.
Save everybody.
Yes, to save everyone. To be the savior. Oh, and I just have to say one thing. They had to, like, disgrace the Nolan name.
I know.
I
could think of. I'm like, no!
I know! And then,
except for not on here.
Yeah, not on here. Revenge. We love revenge. Which we need to watch sometime.
We do. Yes. And once.
Yes. Oh, we get to, we have, like, mentioned once later for, yeah. Then we have, actually breaks the fire extinguisher. Because she runs into the handler, the one with the curly hair that was talking to Boyd.
About them being dogs. Her specifically, too.
Yes, yes. And then she's like, oh, I'm just going to call Boyd. And she's like, don't touch that phone. And then she uses the phone and they fight. And it's pretty intense. And then eventually, yeah, she smacked her, I think, with it. And then she's knocked out, I think, at least. And she's bleeding. And she uses... I almost thought it looked like... Should she grab the walkie?
I think so.
I almost thought it looked like that.
She ends up with a gun, because later she's aiming it at...
I think she goes in, like, the gun cabinet or something.
Yeah.
She uses the key.
Yep.
And then next we go to Paul. A little bit of a break, and... He's talking to this techie guy, and he takes the tech, and then the guy, I guess he's wanting money or something. He's like, meh, like, you know, what do you expect me to do? And he, like, smacks his head against the table.
I know. Paul's, like, interrogating the techie guy.
I know, the poor guy.
This is the future.
Yeah, oh, I love how he's like, look at it. He's like, well, if you have me any closer, it's going to come through the other side of my head.
Yes.
And then, yeah, he lets him get a better look. And, yeah, he's like, these don't exist yet. Yeah, and he's like, oh, me and everybody I know powwowed, we still couldn't come up with this.
Yep.
And then he's like, can we trace it? And he's like, eh. Like, what about scrambling it? Which I guess, like, that would just mess up the signal or something.
Yeah.
Which I guess, like, can be helpful, but I don't know if that's really how helpful that could be to Paul, but.
Yeah.
Do you know?
And he also says something like, you'd have to find the exact speck of dust.
Yes.
Know exactly all this exactness. I'm like, geez.
Yeah, and then he says, and even if you do, you need to believe in God, because I don't care how big you are, they are bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, pretty creepy. Yeah. And then we have Sierra and November and Victor. And oh, Victor's the annoyed husband driving in the car. He's like, honey, are you sure we're going the right way?
I don't know. Then she's like, I'm getting closer. And, or I think we're getting close. And he's like, you've been saying that for the last however
20 minutes.
Time while I've been circling. And you're going, circling, how are they getting any closer?
Yeah. But it does help Melly. She's like, stop the car.
Because
she sees a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, they're worried, but they, you know, like, they want to stick together. But she's like, no, I need to do this on my own. Yeah. And he's like, okay, good luck. And then they watch the video, so they see where, like, we go back to Caroline. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think it's her and Lawrence talking, Adele and Lawrence. And they're like, what is she going to do? Like, try and do it by herself? And then Adele's like, let it play out. She never was realistic. And 2 seconds later, like, the power's messing up. So Echo's doing it better than she thought.
And I wonder if it's because she's Echo and not Caroline. Like,
yeah?
Adele's response was to Caroline, and she's like, well, that's just Caroline, and it's exactly how she would be.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't very realistic, but you didn't give her Carolyn's memories, you just gave her vagueness.
Yeah, I mean, she knows some stuff, but yeah, it was interesting. So you think maybe it reeled her in a bit? Caroline?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then, yeah, they're just, yeah, she's like, oh, messing with the power, okay, yeah, stop her, because, like, yeah, they need their power, you know, like, well, like, obviously we all do too, but they, the dollhouse especially, like, relies on power.
Yep,
as we see later. Oh, and then, I love this, she talks to Topher, and she's like, what's going on? And she's like, it's
Echo.
Yes. And, oh, I think, I like how one of them mentioned, and they're, like, worried, they are thinking of the other actives. They're like, are they afraid of the dark?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I don't know, they've never seen it.
You leave the lights on for all the time.
Yeah, yeah. They must have a terrible electric bill.
They must. I was thinking of that, too. I'm like, geez. What do they need to see when they're sleeping? But if it's like you said, where it's kind of a 24/7 operation.
Yeah. I think it is.
I do too.
Yeah. And, you know, they're thinking, like, what to be done. Or, like, Echo is being discussed what to do with Echo. Or, you know, like, are you going to be prepared to do what you need to be done? Adele says to Topher, and he's like, well, we can't. We need power for the chair.
Uh-huh.
And she's just like, ugh. And then I love his little thing, as we always do. And he's like, I am BTW. And she's like, what? Afraid of the dark. And she hangs up on him.
She just hangs up on him, and you're like, but he's afraid of the dark.
Poor Topher.
Uh-huh.
Would you come rescue him with the flashlight?
I would. Because he just has that little, like, glow stick thing.
We could go rescue him and we could bring him a juice box.
A juice box would be awesome.
buddies have to share. Oh, and then next, who's... He doesn't get a juice box. He gets... Dun, dun, dun. Echo. Echo. I love how it was the same time.
Huh?
I said I love how it was the same time. I wish I could give you a high five.
Me too.
Oh, okay, so... Give me 1 second. I need to plug in my laptop so I don't die. Because... I'm hanging on, Amy!
Oh, I can't get you. But you live.
Okay, whew, we're good.
That's good.
Better now.
You don't need some electric shock or CPR?
I think I'm good.
That's good.
Yes. I would like a juice box, but I'll be okay.
You're on your own there, because I can't help you.
Amy. Okay, moving on. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
Echo's about to shoot him.
Yes. And, like, they have the whole little message going. It's like, the power's out. Please gather into the main floors. And he sees blood. And he's pretty freaked out. He's like, what? And she asks him, she's like, what do you do here? People leave here different. And he starts saying something about, like, fluorescent light. Da-da-da-da. And she's like, make it simple. He's like, okay. I program people.
You would think he would know to make it simple. Everyone asks him.
Well, I think he's probably trying to, like, buy time and maybe confuse her. Which, you probably don't want to do too much in case she'd be like, BAM! I'm going to go find out from someone else, but... Thankfully, Echo wasn't that crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And, yeah, she's like, you can't program people. And he's like, well, we're natural motherboards. Mm-hmm. I just hacked the system. We find out, again, like I said, it's 2009. Because she's like, what year is it? And she's asking, how long have I been here? And he's like, a little while. Which is interesting. Like, you think he would just tell her. And it has to be the response, like they always have in the call and response. I guess that's probably why they put it there. I like to make it reminiscent, but, and maybe so we don't know. But, and, or maybe something about they don't like to let them know how long it's been. Or maybe it's like something with their promise to Adele, which we find out later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who knows? But yeah, he's like, a little while. And she's like, a day, a month? He's like, kind of more. And she's like, you've done it to me. And she's like, he shows her the chair. And then we go from that to Victor and Sierra. And they go up to this guy's apartment. And he's like, oh, is this some frequent buyer reward? Yeah, pretty jerky. And then Victor's like shoving his way in. And he's like, oh, I bet you guys are blackmailing. Should have figured. And Sierra's like, why? Why did you do this to me? And he is pretty much the biggest douchebag ever.
Oh, yes, he is.
He's like, you said no. And yeah, and she's like, okay, so I didn't sleep with you, so you took away my whole life. And he's like, well, all that stuff I did, I could have bought an island. But owning you is better than owning real estate. Sorry?
He also says nobody says no to me.
Yeah. Douchebag. Douchebag alert.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And he's like, oh, you guys hop the fence. And he says something about you're not a real person. And she's like, I'm more of a real person than you.
Uh-huh.
And he's just a jerk again and's just like, you have sex with me and you beg for it sometimes and da da da. And Victor's punching him, so yay, Victor.
Yep.
And what I don't get is why the guy told them, the Nolan guy, he tells them, he's like, I called security people, they're gonna be here soon.
Who knows?
Like, maybe it's so Victor wouldn't hurt him anymore. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah, it's just like you think he could have maybe held out a couple minutes and then, like, who knows what's going to happen to Sierra. I guess he's, you know, he is pretty smart. He knows how big the dollhouse, well, not exactly how big, but knows they're powerful enough that soon they will be taken back.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter anyways.
Yeah.
But yes, they're,
Can't hurt his pretty face anymore.
Yeah.
Other parts.
Oh, yeah, and she's, Sierra's like, you will see me again. And then he's still a douchebag. He's like, meh, meh, meh. Like, I look forward to it. Mm-hmm. He's like, it'll be even better now. So, creepy, creepy. And then we go to, Melly, and she's walking around, and she sees some, like, Catholic school kids and everything else. But she doesn't seem to recognize any of them or anything. Then we go back to Echo, and she sees the chip that Topher's given her. She's like, you put this in, you do whatever you want. And he's like, well, we need power. And then she's, you know, talking about how screwed up it is. And she's like, I'm the science guy. We give people what they need. We're good people. And she's like, no, you murder people. She's like, no, you're not dead. She's like, you volunteered. And, you know, talks about, you like, you're going to get your memories back. And I think he shows her the chip that, yeah, the chip that has her memories and everything on it, her personality essentially on it. And he's like, you'll get it back when you're done. And I love how he's like, having the time of your life. Oh, Topher. And she's like, and I really know like that she asked this too. She's like, why am I not like everyone else?
Yes.
He does admit though. He's like, we're running a test on you.
Yes.
And she's like, I remember mountains and it's beautiful. Is this part of it? Mm-hmm. And she's like, no. And he's like, well, where is it from then? And he's like, from you. And he does say, you know, like, I can give you your memories back. And she's like, you could do that. And she's like, I have to go in there. And he's like, yep. She's like, you first.
Yep. He's pretty scared at that point, because I don't think it's good to have memories shoved in when you're fully functioning.
Yeah, and he talks about that later. But it was smart of her to see through that, because if she wasn't, I think if she maybe didn't have a little bit of Caroline left in her, she might would have been okay. But it's saying that as much as I love Topher, I don't think he wasn't going to put Caroline back in her.
No.
He was just going to wipe her or do something else.
Yeah. Give her a treatment.
Yeah.
Tell her to think about rainbows.
Yes. But yes, and again, we get the, that she volunteered, so yes, I can't wait until we get to have people see what all happened there.
Yes. So then Adele comes in, right? He threatens Topher some more.
Well, first, I think we have, Victor and Sierra, they're being chased, and Sierra's like, who are they? And she's like, oh, they're probably going to take us back. And then it's like, bam, bam, like gunshots. He's like, okay, or kill us. Oh, gosh, run. Poor Victor and Sierra.
Yes.
And then, yeah, they find a pretty good hiding spot. And then, yeah, they're just hiding. Then we go to in the chair. And she's asking, saying something about, like, oh, is that why you have to keep us simple? Because she's trying to get him to go in the chair, and he's like, no, you can't. And she's like, does it hurt? And he's like, pain is nothing more than nerves talking to the brain. And he's like, I'm the science guy. And she's like, you're playing God. And, yeah, he's talking, you know, again, like you were saying, you can't put one personality on top of another.
Yeah.
And like, you can have anything you want. And she's like, I want you to let everyone go. And he's like, I can't do that.
You're like, I don't know how, or I don't have the power for that.
Yeah, that's what he says. I don't have the power for that. So she starts pushing him in the chair and starting it up. She's like, it's just a treatment, and like, pointing the gun at him. And he's like, I can't. Oh, and it's awesome that Adele comes.
And the power comes on.
Oh, the power did come on. I'm sorry if I forgot to mention that.
You're going, oh no.
Oh. And then Adele comes, and they start talking. Did she shoot it right away, or were they talking first?
They were talking first.
Okay. Yeah, she's like, you wanted to forget. I eased your suffering. And she's like, well, you're taking away free will. But she's like, it was given to us. And, like, you made me promise I wouldn't tell you why, but you couldn't live with the consequences. So, yeah, it's interesting. And then we go to, Echo's like, okay, fine, I want to leave. And Adele's like, fine, go. And she's like, but who are you to decide for the others? And she's like, well, that's something you should have asked yourself.
Before you had it, when you had a heart.
Yeah, I think that might be a bit later. But then she's like, oh, Adele says she made a promise to them. And then we see November, and it's sad. She's in a graveyard. And I think we get to that a little bit later. Anyways, Echo shoots the computer, and she's like, no one gets in the chair. It's doing a lot of flipping. And then Sierra and Victor hide, and she says she's sorry. And he's, like, I'm where I want to be kind of thing. And he says, I remember you, stuck in my head, but how it feels, like how we're there, it feels like a bad dream you can't get out of. And he says he remembers someone hurt her. I could see it happening, I could see his face, but I couldn't stop it. And Sierra's like, I trusted him, but she wasn't sure why. And he's like, I'm sorry. And she's like, then thankfully she remembers, so thankfully it's not all one-sided. And she's like, you wait for me to make sure I'm okay. And then they start hearing people, and they're like, oh, we don't know what's worse, getting caught or taken back or dying. And he's like, oh, we'll find our way back to each other. And it's a little cheesy, but it's really cute.
It is.
Oh, we love Victor and Sierra.
Yeah.
Aww. And they kiss.
And then does it go back to Millie, or does it go back to...
It goes back to Millie, and we see her crying, and it says, I think it says something like, beloved daughter Katie.
Yeah.
Poor Millie. And then we go back to Adele, and she's like, we can't let them go. They'd be overwhelmed, and she's like, they'll be fine. Not as important as you think you are. And I almost thought this song that played was the one we found the music video for, but it's different.
Yeah.
It's a good song, though.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it has the part where she's like, yeah, show us out, or this bullet's gonna go where your heart should have been.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're all walking out of the dollhouse. And then we see, then she falls. And then we see Melly slumping at the grave. And then people come to get her. We go back to the people eating out, and the doctor looks confused. And then we have it, we go back to Dr. Saunders, and she says, we give them what they need. Closure. And she starts explaining that, if it's strong enough, desires can cause open loops. We need to close the loops and give them resolve. And Adele's like, everybody? And she's like, no, just the priority cases. We need to let the tide come in and let it wash back out. But so basically, it is kind of weird, but just that having these strong needs, and they need this closure, and then have this experience of letting it play out, then it's supposed to make it go away, I guess?
Yeah. Because they did what they've been wanting to do.
Yeah. So then we have Echo, and then she's in the chair, and then we go to Boyd, and he's talking to Dr. Saunders, and he's like, are they better now? And she's like, well, I just have to assume we fixed the issues. There was something about a sedative went in them that somehow went off whenever they felt closure. Which is kind of interesting how it can tell that, but... Yes.
But I get it. It sort of happens.
Well, I just mean, how can they time a study? I guess maybe they did time it or something. That could be the only thing. Because it would be like, how would this medicine, like, it can't tell when someone's reached closure or not.
Yeah.
Like, even with the dollhouse. So I guess they just tried to time it.
Yeah.
As best they could. That, okay, Melly would have enough time to probably remember after a little bit of time and wandering around to find her daughter's grave. And then I guess, yeah. If not, they would just find them and take them back or something.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking, and it was good to, you know, be clear on this. She's like, I get Sierra, I need to confront the van. And then it was nice to bring this up again from how much Boyd did help the man who hurt her. And Dr. Saunders says, well, one of them, you took care of the other one. Mm-hmm. And then he continues on. He's like, yeah, November needed to grieve for her daughter. Echo wanted to free us all. What was Victor's need? And she's like, her need was much more present, you know. And then he's like, oh, he needed to get the girl. And I like how, you know, she is so much, like, closed off and stuff, but she is easy and sane. She's like, he's in love.
Yeah.
Yep.
He needed to get the girl.
Yep. And then a boy starts saying, he's like, I would have liked to see Echo lead everyone out, even if it was a game.
Yep.
And she's like, well, I didn't enjoy it. He's like, well, I don't know you well. And she starts explaining, you look after Echo, I have to look after everybody. It would have been chaos. And he's like, well, they're not leading anybody anymore. She's like, you should be grateful. He's like, I'll work on that. And they all go on the pods. And then we see Echo, and she gets her message. Or she sent a message to Paul, because he put his like phone back. Mm-hmm. And she's like, we're underground. We, you know, we wanted to get us out. You know, please find us. I found this file with your name on it. Yep.
Yep.
So, that's the episode. Give me a bit. Alright, so that was the episode, like I was saying. So, the person of the week was Dr. Saunders. And me and Amy's favorite one of the things is she was Nova in Once Upon a Time. And she was the clumsy fairy.
She was. But I like her.
She was super cute.
She's all sweet.
I know, and I wish they would have finished her story.
And she helped Grumpy.
She did. And then the other thing she was in, just the random things, I think it's funny and some of them are interesting. She was in To Serve and Protect, Wishbone, Grimm, and also this one was cool. I think she might have been like, okay, she was in Catch Me If You Can. I think she was the wife, like the guy that the guy married. And she was like, at first, like the nurse or something, and she had braces. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. And it does, like, I think pretty sure that is her in there.
It makes sense. Or also, flight attendant.
Yeah. Well, he was pretty flirtatious in that one, so a lot of girls. But I think that might have been her. So yes, that was the person of the week. It wasn't as good of a quote episode as some of the past ones.
No.
It wasn't, which is kind of sad.
Mm-hmm. I like We're All Gonna Die.
Yes. And, oh, maybe this is close to our past life. And then, okay, never mind. What are you saying?
I said, even though it's very true, yes, we are all gonna die, but the moment that he says it, it's so just like, yes.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty awesome. And Topher was kind of funny, like, did you guys start the meeting? Yeah.
But yeah, not very many good quotes.
I know. I'm feeling pretty lab ratty.
Yeah.
They're going to take us back, probably. Bang, bang. Or kill us. Yeah, so for my favorite character, I put Victor. because he's sweet even when Sierra doesn't know where she's going, and he's driving for 20 minutes in circles when they could have been caught. And he's just, like, all smart and helpful and everything. He's like, okay, you guys, pretend to be a doll. That's what we're going to do. That's how we're not going to get caught. And, like, doing the key thing and, yeah.
Control of the situation.
Yes, he did. And, yeah, I mean, Echo was pretty good in this one, but it's like, but going back, really? And I guess I just have this thing, like, I always have to do the underdog. And then I look for people with good and, like, who have showed growth. And so I think, yeah, Victor's doing pretty good. And, of course, you know, just him all cute with Sierra.
Yep.
So is he your favorite or is it someone else?
No. He's my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty hard to compete. Topher was just, like, a normal episode, I think. And Adele was a normal one. I mean, she was good and I love Adele, but... Yeah. Victor just outshined a bit, I think. Yeah. And it was, like, he actually got more funny lines and everything. I think, like, more so than usual. More of a part.
Yeah.
And, I put whose life sucks the most is Topher. Because his chair is broken. And that's just, like, his go-to all the time. And so it's like, what's he gonna do now? But I almost have, like, an honorable mention. I think, Mike. The poor guy. I mean, he's trying to, you know, escape with his friend. He doesn't know what's going on. Is it aliens? Is it what? And then he's trying to be normal. It doesn't work. And he gets carried off kicking and screaming. And then somewhere in the back of his mind, he might still remember a little bit. And... Yeah, this is pretty awful. So I say Topher and Mike.
Yeah. Poor Mike.
I know. And he got to walk out for a little bit, but probably didn't know what was going on. And then he has to go back. And it's really confusing to our poor doll. And their doll state.
Yes.
I would imagine. Yes. And feeling the violence. Well, obviously no one. He deserves, like...
lot of beating.
Yes. Beating. Like...
pain.
You know what he needs? He needs the Whomping Willow.
Yeah, or he needs the speech that happens in a really good movie, Night's Tale.
Really?
Yeah. One of the guys basically says, I'm going to give you lots of pain. Your insides will be out and your outsides will be in. And...
that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he couldn't just go get another doll. He had to, like, force someone there against their will.
Yeah. He put her in there.
Yep.
And then he had sex with her, which is basically raping in a way.
Yeah.
And then,
And then he's a jerk, so I'm glad Victor was punching him.
Beyond jerk.
Yes. Total douchebag.
Yes. He needs lots of pain and serious mental health because there has to be some sort of mental problem with
something.
That kind of person, to stick a person in a place just so that he can have sex with them, just because nobody says no to him.
Yeah. And then, I don't know if Topher deserves one or not. I mean, he did actually, like, answer some questions, and I think, like, as flawed as his morality is, I think, like, he's mostly doing what he thinks is right.
Yeah.
From what he can handle.
Yeah.
I think, like, he might, from his picture, like, I think he is trying to help people and everything. And we will get to see in a couple episodes, like, they do some things that are good. But, yeah, like, I think he's just missing the big picture of it. But, Adele was just normal Adele. So I don't know, I don't really think she deserves to be punched or anything. I kind of didn't like that lady.
Huh?
The handler that's referring to people as dogs.
Yeah, she seems like she needs, like, a good slap or something.
Yeah, and then Lawrence Dominic. A little bit. Not as bad, because, I mean, he was trying to help people understand, I guess. But I don't know. Maybe just a little bit of one.
Yeah.
Well, now that I think about it, yeah, the thing like, oh, if your kid starts talking, it's fine, but if they do, then you freak out.
Well, let's treat him like pets. But it was a good way to sort of...
I think in a little bit, he's flawed in his thing, too, and I think he might be missing the big... Well, no, I think he does see the big picture, but he's still kind of messed up. But I think he's trying a bit, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think he's too bad in this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I sort of get why he is the way he is in this one.
Yeah. Paul was a bit harsh. I mean, he was kind of snarky. He didn't need to, like, hit that guy's head in there, but...
Yeah.
That was kind of harsh, but I don't know.
I think he's to this point where he's like, okay... I lost Millie. I keep feeling like I'm going in a hamster wheel with this whole dollhouse thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really getting anywhere. So he's just sort of upset. So maybe he gets a little slap, but...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not that techie guy's fault.
Yeah.
And he did help. The techie guy did, so...
As much as he could.
Yeah.
He was a bit snotty, too, but...
Well, I mean, he was telling him, like, it is a bit. I mean, yeah. And the first time when he first walked up, I mean, the first, he was probably expecting payment.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, I mean, he needs to make a living, too.
Yeah.
And it's not like Paul could be like, I'm FBI, so you need to tell me everything you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had, the guy probably would have been more cooperative from the start, but then he was. But anyways, I think most other people are normal, and I don't think they really needed violence.
Yeah.
And so I actually forgot to make one, but I just think I'm going to be, what rating do I want to give this? I say a 7... A 7.5 out of 10, we're all gonna die.
Good title.
Yes.
Very good title. How much did I like this one?
It's pretty good. I just wish I would have maybe had a bit more comic relief, but it did need to be a serious episode, you know, like they're about to break out and then everything's crazy going on.
Oh yeah, we'll say 7 out of 10. And I can't decide between Closure or something else that I can't think of right now, so we'll go with Closure.
Okay. So that was the episode, and that was number 8. Number 9 is, I think it is next time, is Spy in the House of Love, isn't it?
Yeah, something about love.
Give me 1 second. If so, that one was a really good one. Yes, it is. That is episode 9. So next week, well, not next week, the next episode is going to be A Spy in the House of Love. And yes, that's a good one, so... Get excited, y'all. Sorry it's been a little bit. We've had work and school and whatnot and all that fun stuff, but we'll get to you when we can. That's what we can promise you. We can't promise too much, but we can promise we'll get to you when we can.
Yep.
But yes, let us know, like, how you like the show. You know, if you want to be a guest, let us know. You can comment. You can find us on the A&B version of the Dollhouse Podcast. We're on a Facebook group. We're on a blog. We are also on iTunes, but it's had some craziness. Like, I don't know how to change the name from my name. So just search for Barbara Harper and you'll find us. And maybe later when I don't have school, I'll be able to change it to the name, but I'm not sure. But that's where you can find it.
Yep.
All right, guys. See you next time. I'm Barbara.
I'm Amy.
Bye.
Bye.